Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, a little bit of vicious price action yesterday. There was every expectation we'd get these markets being dragged lower. We saw those buy the dip buyers come in very, very aggressively, only to be pretty much flattened shortly afterwards. So that does lead to certain conclusions, which we'll break down for you in just a second, hopefully. Let's do a quick introduction, and we'll start with, of course, our risk warning. Just as always, please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade, where to enter and exit, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology. All very important features. There's a lot of education in your members area on all of these areas. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So this is Forex Factory. Bit of a quiet start to the week, pretty much dominated by corporate earnings, specifically Alphabet and Tesla. And then on Wednesday, we had a series of manufacturing and services data. On the weaker side, certainly across the Eurozone, a bit more positive for the UK and a bit more positive as well, broadly speaking, in the US, although we've just ticked below the 50 level, which is expansion into contraction for manufacturing. So it's like with a lot of the data coming out, some of it is quite positive, some of it is quite negative. That's reinforced again yesterday with advanced GDP numbers coming in way above expectations. The US economy at this phase in quarter-on-quarter GDP numbers is coming in above expectations. So the economy is growing and performing relatively well. The unemployment claims are sticking around that 235 to 240 level, previously 245. So we're just around that sort of 240 level on average. We haven't budged from that now for a good few weeks. So yes, we are up from 210, 215. We're up, 20,000 unemployment claims. It's not likely to have any massive impact with job numbers due out next week. So along with that, we had a bit of mixed data, and a good example of that is core durable goods. So these are durable goods excluding food and energy, coming in. The orders are coming in thick and fast, the complete opposite for durable goods orders, coming in really quite negative, and the most negative number we've had since COVID, since 2020. So it just lends itself to this very mixed, slightly confusing backdrop. And today we're going to have core PCE. So will that come in line with expectations above or below? The markets are likely to react again. It's interesting to just comment on the bond markets with a little bit of a bounce in the 10-year. So we were getting quite close to these markets becoming uninverted, and which is the 2-year treasury yield being higher than the longer term. Normally, when you commit your capital for a longer term, you should get rewarded for that. It's not the case at the moment. There is some short term benefits, and as a result, pretty much increased risk as well. So we've just sort of at the bottom really 4.43 is the lows, and we've rallied a little bit of a bounce off the lows up to 4.25. We had narrowed that gap quite considerably, and will we continue to narrow this gap? Will these markets uninvert? It's a difficult judgment call to make, really, with the information that we have, because we do have, you know, certain aspects which are really positive and other aspects which are really negative. So I suppose the question is, going into this news event today, is like, what are the markets telling us? So let's bring up our charts. Let's bring up our pen as well. So currently up on screen, let me get that up. So currently up on the screen, it's worth taking note of the price action we saw yesterday. And I just want to draw your attention to, slide that over there. I want to draw your attention to TradingView, and we'll just have a quick look at the charts for some of those big tech stocks. So we were talking yesterday about the reality for these to gap considerably lower, and that's pretty much what we saw. Sorry, guys, bear with me there. Okay, I think we're back. So this is NVIDIA currently up on screen, and we certainly opened lower. We've actually seen it finish pretty flat in the end, but we did open and rally a little bit, and then we started to see prices roll back over to the downside, but actually that wasn't sufficient either, so we rallied back into the middle. So an awful lot of indecision. Let's have a little look at Google as well, post their results on Tuesday. Opened lower, attempted to look a little bit more on the positive side before really rolling back over further to the downside. Just out of interest, let's have a look at Tesla as well. So this one, we opened a little bit higher actually, rallied for a short period, and then started to slowly unwind that particular narrative. Just one more, Apple. So weakness across these tech stocks, and we're looking to that not necessarily to you know, we understand there's a bit of negative around tech stocks at the minute, but it's really to see whether there's actually, we have genuine risk on market conditions, which is capital coming out of equities and into safe havens, or whether or whether we're actually seeing capital rotate from AI into, you know, medium cap, the broader market. And yesterday, is the answer is yes, we are seeing rotation into other stocks. So we're also seeing a bit of a risk off trade across the board, which we'll go through in just a second, just to reaffirm. But we're also seeing, you know, a bit of safety in the broader market. And we've actually opened and kind of saw a bit of a rally yesterday when there was every expectation that this would start to sell off. So so looking at the most traded markets in the world, S&P, NASDAQ, crude oil, gold, the pound dollar, and the euro dollar, We experienced during this period of time. Sorry, excuse me. Sorry about that. So during this period of time, we saw a continuation to the downside. So we saw that move be maintained. And then we saw literally a 100 pip rally. It looked like all those buy the dip buyers were coming in very aggressively, and we're back off to the upside, and we're like, right, okay, well, will we get a little bit of a structural failure trade to try and get in? You know, we're mindful that this is a support zone in here. So, but no, that wasn't the case. We actually rallied 100 pips off the lows on a dime, really, and then rolled back over 100 pips. And look how accurate the pullback is to the lows. It's right on the 5391 or the 5400. So let's look at this on the daily time frame. We've kind of traded through an area of support, and we closed that way. We actually ended up, now we've opened and we've seen a bit of a rally. So we're still at an important decision-making point for many of these markets. Our bias is going to be still for further weakness. And we were talking about the NASDAQ rolling into the 100 period moving average, and that's pretty much what's happened. Really strong breakout below, good rally down to the 18725. And with the amount of volatility, these trades are not easy and straightforward. You know, when you get big moves, you do have issues on the stop loss side. You don't really get a nice opportunity to get in on the pullback. So it can be a frustrating dynamic, but we're identifying these areas at levels of support. This is another example, the Dow Jones. Are we seeing prices pull back into support? The answer is yes. We rallied yesterday, pulled back very aggressively. So very easy for retail traders to get extremely chopped up in these conditions. The Nikkei, which has been an interest of ours, very much in line with the relative strength in the yen. Potentially we'll get a little bit more downside again. We had a bit of a bounce and a rally yesterday. If this risk-off trade continues, then we'd expect the Nikkei to actually make further progress. The problem is it's a pretty kind of straight pullback. We would kind of like an opportunity to see these prices pull back and start selling again. The CAC 40, we are at that important low. We did talk about the need for this market to pull back. We do have that potential opportunity now with a relatively decent stop loss as well. So we'll have a look at the CAC. And strong bounce off the lows as well. So really, actually quite a tricky day yesterday. Now, we booked in small bits of profits on those trades that we were in for most of the week. We did get into the S&P and the NASDAQ yesterday, which got completely chopped up with the extreme volatility that came in. Our bias is always to the downside. And that just shows the importance of making sure that you do trade with stop losses, because we saw a 100-point pullback. And I think we had something in the region of a 30-pip stop loss. Our 30-point stop loss. So we're not willing to give. If we have a nice technical stop loss, which we did have, our momentum was very much to the downside. Continuation was likely to be lower, which we did get, of course. But we saw these buy the dip buyers come in very, very aggressively, rallied 100 pips, and then reversed all the way back down to the lows. So, challenging dynamic. It just shows the importance of trading with stop losses. So we've kind of pulled back into a bit of support. We don't really have the dynamics to be buying the euro dollar to any great extent. We're kind of expecting a little bit more downside for the pound. Did make some progress. If we can get down to these slightly lower levels, we'll be looking to book in profit on the trade. But a good rally yesterday, eventually. Everywhere else, the dollar is a little bit on the mixed side. The Swiss franc strengthened yesterday against the dollar. We had these highs in here, so if this market can pull back, maybe we can get the next leg to the upside. But as always, when we have really significant consolidation like we're currently seeing, we've got a buy trade above here, and we've got the potential for a sell trade below these lows in here, and in between we're just doing that. It's in quite a large range, and this was on the verge of breaking lower in favor of the Canadian dollar, and then we've seen this back up to these highs. So perhaps we'll await a further breakout to the upside there. The Aussie dollar, further continuation yesterday. It's just a linear pullback, and we were hoping for prices to just pause or stall or pull back or do something that we can work with that trade. But we pulled back into strong support, just kept rallying through. Even yesterday, further just momentum lower. Now today we look like we have a bit of Aussie and New Zealand dollar strength. This is this was the trade we kind of missed really over the last week. And we were talking about getting in at the 60.32. Unfortunately chose the euro and the pound. But if we zoom out a little bit, we still have this. Kind of lower channel, so our bias is marginally in favor of the dollar, which is why we're looking for the sell trade. This is where we'd expect these markets to move to, not perhaps in such a linear fashion, but certainly that was a great trade, and we missed that one, unfortunately. The euro yen, I mean, there's a lot happening, so bear that in mind. The euro yen, really strong move, massive move down to these lows. Same with the pound yen. Now this market has a bit of an issue, it seems. This seems to be sort of areas of strong support, especially for the pound yen. And we are, yesterday we rallied down to very close to the 200 period daily moving average. So the question is, where are we going to go from here now? We've had the risk off trade, we've had equities rallying, are falling off a cliff, should I say, rolling over to the downside. We've had that classic risk on trade play out. The yen has strengthened quite considerably, and obviously we've seen a bit of dollar strength in places. So we're very reluctant to get into crude oil. We do have a demand-led concern for crude oil, broadly due to difficulties with China, which is causing this sort of weakness. But with ongoing tensions in the Middle East, and the issues we had last weekend, where it's not making us jump into to crude oil with both feet, and it's actually been really quite choppy the last 4 days as well. So we'll see how this plays out. And you can see gold as well pulling back into strong support. So we do have these markets around levels of support that make today's trading conditions a little bit on the challenging side. Now, could we get a bounce off these? Absolutely. And actually, if we do look at a bit of a bounce, we'd be looking to sell at slightly higher prices. So we're not done with the bearish mentality in that view, in our opinion. But let's make it. It does look as if we've got challenging market conditions, because a lot of these prices are trading around levels of support. So therefore, it becomes an important decision-making point for these markets. So let's try and reflect that in our trade plan. So mixed stroke risk off market conditions. A little bit more focus on the mixed side of these conditions. Okay, so be mindful, we are trading around decent support levels in major markets. Right, let's remove this mild risk off. Because we have had a really... We have had the risk off move. Yesterday was a bit of indecision around strong levels of support, and now we have decisions to make. Okay. Right, so we very well may get this risk on trade begin to play out. We've had a bit of a strong rally to the downside. We're around levels of support. So would it be possible for us to get a bit of a bounce? Absolutely. So I think it's probably prudent we kind of keep our options open, especially with that choppy, very messy rally and then roll over back to the downside in a relatively short period of time. We need to probably be careful at this particular point now, in our opinion. So let's see how these markets play out from here. And don't forget, so really in terms of a summary, we've got broadly mixed market conditions. Just the data yesterday, really strong GDP numbers. The economy is performing really well. And yet the wheels look like they're coming off in certain areas. So just got to be a little bit on the careful side. Mixed market conditions to continue due to further weakness in AI stocks, and if they open up lower and we see a rollover and we'd be looking to start selling again, be mindful we are trading around decent support levels in major markets. So this is where this, these are the prices where you could get a bounce from. Today, we want to keep all options open. If markets go risk off again, we will sell. If we see a bounce, we may look to buy. So we're at that decision-making point. And we're not flip-flopping. We're actually, we're looking to sell at certain levels and we're looking to potentially buy at certain levels. And when prices rally into support the way it's done, and then you see yesterday's price action, which is a little bit erratic and indecisive, it can lead towards a bit of a pullback. And just note that today we get US PCE numbers, so expect volatility during that period. Okay, that's been posted into the chat box, guys. Sorry, this has gone on a little bit longer than anticipated. In terms of narrative, we've seen really strong risk-off. We've actually seen a more of a classic risk-off with flight to safety in some areas, namely the yen and the Swiss franc, which kind of lends itself to trouble coming down the tracks and ideas of kind of recessionary dynamics. But we've also got this rotation away from AI. So capital is literally coming out of AI and it's finding a home in markets like the Russell, which are your medium cap. So we are sticking with risk off broadly, indices lower, dollar higher, but we, you know, we could be at a pivot point for that. So we'll see how we have to, how we get on. All right, guys. Listen, thanks very much for joining us. As always, we're going to switch rooms now. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It just starts from just $59 a month. For more information, just go to livetrading.com. Great stuff, guys. Absolutely my pleasure, as always. We'll see you in the other room. Bye for now. Take care. Have a good weekend if we don't speak to you. Bye for now.